The government. I'm Paul Brown from NPR News. The government reports that prices at the retail level were flat in July from June, partly because of lower energy prices. The figures are easing fears of inflation and leave the Obama administration free to pursue economic stimulus policies intended to help the nation out of recession. Also today, the Federal Reserve reports industrial production rose 0.5% in July, more than economists had expected, and reversing a decline in June. Automakers led the increase, with production of parts and vehicles up by 20% after 3 months of declines. U.S. consumer confidence fell in early August. According to data in the Reuters University of Michigan survey, consumers expected the overall economy to improve, but they were concerned about the condition of their personal finances and their prospects for the coming months. Wildfire season has started in earnest in California. The Corral Fire on the eastern edge of the San Francisco Bay Area has burned 4,000 acres and is threatening local freeways. About 2,000 people have fled the Lockheed Fire, which is burning a few miles north of the coastal city of Santa Cruz. Rachel Miro has more from member station KQED in San Francisco.
The Lockheed Fire has ravaged 4,100 acres in the Santa Cruz Mountains, and the fear is winds could drive the flames toward the town of Bonnie Doon. Up until now, the winds pushed the fire deeper into the mountains, difficult terrain packed with knobcone pine and manzanita. At night, only ground crews could work the fire, but with the dawn, helicopters took to the skies to assess the fire's edge so officials can determine where to deploy ground forces today. More than 2,200 people from Bonnie Doon and nearby communities are under mandatory evacuation orders. Smoke and ash led local air quality officials to issue an advisory yesterday. The plume from the Lockheed Fire extends over 50 miles. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
Discount airline Frontier is being acquired by Republic Airways. The deal bumps efforts by Southwest Airlines to buy Frontier. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Southwest wanted to buy Frontier, too. The purchase would have given Southwest its first international routes, including one to Mexico, and it would have given Southwest a 40% share of the market in Denver. Southwest had outbid Republic, which is a holding company for a bunch of smaller airlines. But in the end, Frontier was in bankruptcy, and it owed Republic more than $100 million. In its final bid, Republic waived its right to collect that money. That tipped the scale in Republic's favor. Also, Southwest was unable to quickly win approval for a deal from its pilots' union. So Republic will now acquire Frontier for $108 million. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 132 points at 9267. The NASDAQ Composite Index is down 32 points at 1977. The S&P 500 down 14. This is NPR News. Sudan's longtime intelligence chief has been demoted. The reasons are unclear. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
Salah Ghosh has worked in Sudan's intelligence and security ministry for more than a decade, and he's been the security chief since 2002. Sudan's news agency is reporting today that he will now assume a lesser post, that of advisor to Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. Ghosh will be replaced by his current deputy. The advocacy group Human Rights Watch has accused Ghosh of nefarious involvement in putting down rebel factions in Darfur. But others who have been accused of abuses in Darfur have won government promotions in the past. Bashir has been charged by the International Criminal Court for war crimes and crimes against humanity in Darfur, but he has yet to be apprehended. Ghosh has been viewed by the U.S. as a valuable supplier of information on terrorist networks in and around Sudan. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Virginia Democratic Senator Jim Webb has arrived in the Southeast Asian nation of Myanmar, the first member of the U.S. Congress to visit the country in years. He was to meet members of the reclusive military regime, including the top general, Than Shwe. Webb's visit follows Tuesday's sentencing of opposition figure Aung San Suu Kyi, a Nobel Peace Prize recipient, to 18 more months of house arrest. She spent 14 of the past 20 years under house arrest. A U.S. citizen who illegally swam to her house received a sentence of 7 years at hard labor at the same trial. He and Suu Kyi were found guilty of violating the terms of her detention. Myanmar's military refused to honor the results of a 1990 election, which Suu Kyi's party won by a large margin. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.